The problem with conventional drugs is that once they get in the body, they spread out and only a small fraction reaches the target. All the rest goes to different parts of the body, sometimes causing unwanted side effects. In military terms, conventional drugs are a bit like spraying bullets from an Uzi at your enemy in the dark. So scientists have been interested in developing a targeted missile strike. And they've got a contender. A really, really tiny one in the form of a clever nanoparticle. Scientists have long hoped that nanoparticles could work as drug delivery vehicles, circulating in the bloodstream and unloading their drug cargo at the site of interest. But the body can be a hostile place, and so researchers needed to get smart about sneaking their cargo past your body's defences. Jeff Marsh called Lianfeng Zheng at the University of California, San Diego.
What happens to these drug-carrying nanoparticles when they enter the body? What sort of challenges do they face?
So when the immune system sees these nanoparticles, they will naturally fight against these particles, trying to clean them up. The second challenge is, how can we make these particles more intelligent? In other words, if they can specifically recognize which part of the tissue is good, which part is bad, then they can more selectively deliver the cargo.
And in this paper, you've kind of killed two birds with one stone, in a sense, and turning to nature for your inspiration by trying to mimic platelets.
That's correct. Platelets are a small segment of the cells in the blood. So they circulate in the bloodstream. Now, when some part goes wrong in the body, for example, there's a damage on the vasculature, the platelet can bind to that part and then to block that leakage.
And was it as simple as just sort of getting some platelet material and sticking it around the edge of your nanoparticle?
It's more like a camouflage idea. If you can coat these nanoparticles with a piece of the membrane of the platelet, now when you inject them into the blood, it will look like a mini platelet. So we use a cell membrane as a novel biomaterial and then wrap that membrane onto nanoparticle surface.
So you've coated these nanoparticles in these plasma membrane proteins. How well do they function then? Do they escape the immune system and do they find the right part of the body that a platelet would?
Yes. We started from the Petri dish and a test tube study. And also we did some ex vivo studies by taking some human tissues. Then we moved on to the live animal study. So we did two parts. One is for the cardiovascular disease. We used a rat model. And for the systemic bacteria infection, we used a mouse model.
What sorts of medical problems do you think that this technique can be applied to then?
It can be applied to pretty broad biomedical problems and healthcare problems. For example, bacteria that stay in the inside of the body, some of the bacteria are very difficult to treat. So we can use these nanoparticles to make the treatment more specific. The second very large area of use will be about cardiovascular disease. There are, of course, other parts that the platelet can show a functionality. Cancer drug delivery, because we know some of the cancer cells or the tumors, the platelet can infuse into the tumor site, and the platelet has shown specific interactions with cancer cells as well. If we replace the current antibiotics with some of anti-cancer drug, now these nanoparticles can deliver the drugs specific to the tumor site. So I see this one has a pretty broad application potential.
Can we afford to make these nanoparticles at the moment? Is this, you know, how much did it cost to make the amount you made for your experiment?
Yeah, this comes to the translational part of this technique. I think it's very promising because there are only two major components for these nanoparticles. One is the polymeric core, and this is a pretty mature industry to synthesize this type of polymers for biomedical use. And we have used these materials in healthcare already. The second component is about the platelet. You have various different sources to get the platelet. You can get them from the large blood supplier, or you can get the platelet from the local blood bank. Each of these platelets is on the micron scale, and now we need to fashion them to small nanoparticles. They're on nanoscale, so we can produce large amount of these nanoparticles from every single platelet. So I imagine that we probably don't need a huge amount of this platelet in order to fabricate these nanoparticles.
How far are you off human trials?
Human trials, what I see is still there are a couple of milestones to achieve. One is to use a certified facility to produce these nanoparticles instead of producing them in a research laboratory. The second part is we need to test this system using some large animal species instead of just a rodent.
Finally, this sounds like it must have been very interdisciplinary research. Could you shed some light on what those meetings were like? Who did you have in the room when you were developing this?
It is a pretty interdisciplinary project. It involves material scientists, chemical engineers, nano-engineers, bioengineers, pharmacists, and of course medical doctors, clinicians. These days, in order to do this type of multidisciplinary research, you need people with all different backgrounds, and you work as a single team. And every people try to tackle the problem from a different angle, and then you unify all these things together, you get something really cool.
That was Leung Feng Zheng talking to reporter Jeff Marsh.